A holiday message from New Mail Medical. There are lots of really special things you can do for a loved one this holiday season. You can travel. You can give a gift. A ton of really special things. But what if? What if you struggle with issues related to premature aging? Erectile dysfunction, muscle loss, unexplained weight gains, lack of energy. What if that's you? What if that's the man you love? New Mail Medical creates customized, personal treatments to treat issues that all men face as they age. Issues that affect relationships. Issues that can't be corrected with a little blue pill or suffered through as just one of those things. New Mail can repair and reverse a lot of these issues. Wouldn't the best thing for you, for your relationship, for your life, be to give the gift of a healthier you? Then, when you travel or do those really special things, it's with a new you.
New Mail Medical, the experts in men's sexual health. Call them today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or find them online at numale.com.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys. The Web Boys. The Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Hyundai? Take a test drive at Web Hyundai, just 20 minutes from Chicago and Highland, Indiana. Make your appointment at webhyundai.com. That's webhyundai.com.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Tonight, Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's just after 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We have some late-breaking sports stories over the last half hour. First of all, in basketball, Bulls guard Jimmy Butler will miss the next 3 to 4 weeks with his knee injury, and that obviously means he will not play in the upcoming All-Star game. And in baseball, the White Sox have agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal with free agent pitcher Matt Latos. Cam Newton was criticized for his attitude in shortened press conference following the Super Bowl. Well, today he shot back.
Who are you to say that your way is right? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, we got all these people that's condemning and saying, oh man, you should have did this, that, and the third. But what makes your way right? I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser and I'm gonna show you a loser. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to it's not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to win football games.
And he went on to say he will not change his persona to please anybody. Also in pro football, according to Mike Silver of the NFL Network, Johnny Manziel came to a late-season Browns practice drunk, and then the Cleveland organization covered up the incident, saying he had a concussion. Hockey, Artemi Panarin is a game-time decision tonight as he's under the weather. The Blackhawks hosting San Jose over at the United Center. And in college buckets, we'll have the Pauls game against number one Villanova tonight right here on The Score. The broadcast starting at 7:30. Join The Score at Sanctuary of Brookfield in Brookfield on Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting the season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. David had updates with us all day long, and that is appreciated. Our guest today on the show, Matt Bowen, what feels like a week ago, and Richard Deitch, which feels like, you know, 2-3 days ago. Richard Deitch from SI, that was on the show. Our producers are terrific. They are Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski. Kevin Zipak helped out as well. And Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio will be here for his weekly hit. Sam Fels will come on and talk some Blackhawks with us. And tomorrow, Vincent Goodwill from Comcast Sportsnet is sitting with me as co-host, because I have lost Barry Rosner to Dan Bernstein.
Thank goodness, because I cannot spend another day with you. I'm looking forward to being with Bernstein
tomorrow. Wow, what does that say?
Hey, Barry, I'll see you Thursday, buddy.
That's too bad.
So don't crap where you eat, my friend.
Why do you two always end up in hate? Like, it's always such a nice thing to start, and then you guys are, like, bickering.
It's all him. It's all him. He's evil and vindictive and downright mean.
You bring all of that out
with a smile, though. He hides it and he denies
it. Yeah, exactly.
He's got all these masks that he switches
peace
out.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
It's all covered up by this layers by the, and, of feelings
it's like
and
the kabuki theater. Over
I have to admit, though,
it's all the new. It's all by what he's not saying more than what he's saying.
Oh, but so passive aggressive.
But Barry Rosner is sort of everybody's friend at the Score. Like, everybody kind of likes Barry Rosner.
He's not a threat to
anything. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that? And you shouldn't. You
what
probably,
the hell was that?
You probably shouldn't take that as a compliment.
Everyone, you know, because nobody's really afraid of him.
You're not going to take my job.
You still want to work with him tomorrow?
Well, no. In fact, I'm calling in sick. Yeah. Can I call in sick?
He can have Goodwill.
Hey,
okay.
Barry, you are simply providing.
It'll be the first time I had Goodwill.
You're providing job security for Terry Bores is all you're doing.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That makes you want to come in and work.
There's motivation there.
She's going to be calling me. Hey, can you come work with Bernsey tomorrow?
Hey, buddy.
I want to dissect this. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup on Saturday, February 20th. Everybody does like Barry.
Yeah.
It's very rare to have anybody who works for this station or near this station be universally liked.
It's the old beat writer in him, I think. He knows how to forge good relationships.
Yep. That is a relationship business. You have to be able to do that. There's another word for someone who gets passed around from guy to guy to guy. And that's also frequently how I'm described here at the Score.
He is the inflatable sex toy of radio.
As long as we pay for it, you know, learn from Derek. Speaking of Derek, yeah, he didn't play last night. We had a little discussion about that. But the bigger news is now Jimmy Butler out for 3 to 4 weeks. So this is going to be an even more fun watch for the next three to four weeks.
I'm with both of them. Stay away from this as long as possible. When I first saw that, my first response is probably going to be something along the lines of, what's wrong with... And then I just thought, you know what? He can't change the channel.
Is that Derek?
Right. We can change the channel. I can only imagine if it's that hard to watch the Bulls, think how hard it is to play for them. Think what a chore that has to be. To actually listen to Fred Hoiberg tell you what to do, at least, and he...
They don't listen to Fred Hoiberg tell you what to do.
That guy's done. I'm serious.
It is year one in 50 games.
Pay no mind list.
How about it?
I kind of feel bad for the announcers, too, because now they have to, like, seriously take a look at the game of Cameron Bairstow and Etuan Moore and these guys.
And break it down for
really, like, seriously talk about their games.
I turned it off 5 minutes in last night.
But Derek didn't come out for the first quarter. That's the best thing. He's just like, it's 38-20, and then he sort of peeks out like the groundhog. And then in the second quarter, he finally comes out and sits down because he's got no remote in his hand.
You know,
I would have stayed in there the whole game.
Pau Gasol had to be thinking, I'm the guy who needs to sit out a game like this. Right. I'm the old guy. I'm the one who's all banged up. What are you doing?
He was yelling at
Bobby Portis.
Yeah, Bobby Portis.
For
a
solid minute. We didn't even touch on that today.
Right.
Solid minute trying to talk to Bobby. And Bobby was listening.
But he wasn't looking him in the eyes, though.
No.
Yeah. He needs to go in and say, please trade me. Please trade me at the deck. Yeah.
Trade me right effing now. Now hang up the phone.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? You know why? Because you want to get as many games in as you can, win a series, maybe win two series, possibly make some of that money, and just kind of flesh out the year. I mean, they're not going to do anything of consequence here at the deadline, do you think?
I don't think there's anything to be done, really. I don't. Even if you trade Gasol, you're not getting back consequence.
No.
Not the way I would consider it.
No, no, there's not much there, but at least if you're him, you get out of this mess.
Well, if you're him,
to,
sure.
Who wants to be part of this for another couple
but
months?
But if you're the Bulls, wouldn't you throw Pau Gasol and get some kind of young wing with a bunch of skills who might develop into something?
You think a team would give that
asking
up?
Asking an awful lot.
Well, no, there's a lot
gonna
of...
opt out of his contract. Yeah, I know, it's a rental.
But you got you'd have to find the right fit, obviously.
You know what you could get? Tony Snell. That's what you can get.
No, thank you.
Coming soon, more Tony Snell.
I'm out.
We're going to know so much about players' games that we don't want to know
you
about.
You think the Bulls could beat the Celtics in a playoff series?
No.
Do you think they could beat the Miami Heat in a playoff series?
Depending on attrition and age by the time Maybe. You get there. Right now, no.
Toronto Raptors?
No.
No way.
I mean, you're already in the bottom half now. Atlanta Hawks.
I think it's that nobody really wants the Bulls to beat anybody because it just doesn't matter.
They will.
Like, I mean,
they will.
Like,
well, there'll be somebody.
They are capable of winning some of those series, but it just doesn't matter.
They will make you watch at least an extra 2 weeks of this, if not a month.
This is just the worst. Thanks a lot, Bulls. You know, I apologize by the way if I'm a complete mess today. It's just
how would that be any different?
I saw you downstairs, man. You're like, you didn't know where you were.
I didn't recognize you.
Dan, hey, Mark Grody, good to see you. I know we don't see each other. I
swear to God, I didn't recognize you at first. Like, who's that guy? Why is he waving at me? Oh, it's Mark Grody.
Yeah.
But we leave for San Francisco after the show a week ago today. So we went right from here at 5 o'clock to the airport.
Uh-huh.
And we do the shows there. And then I get home early Saturday morning, and then later that day, drive to Bourbonnais for a hockey overnight for an 8 a.m. Sunday morning Kankakee puck drop. Come home from that game, throw the kid in the house, get it pack for Omaha to go to my aunt's funeral that night, and you know, get there that night.
Omaha!
And they, right,
I was going to say that, too.
They were selling those t-shirts in the Omaha airport. In Broncos colors, Omaha, Omaha.
Where they have a Budweiser logo on the back of the shirt.
No, but no, they're all over the place. People are wearing them all over the place. They made Broncos fans out of people in Omaha just because of that. So then I was up at 4 in the morning today and home now. And so if something I say makes absolutely no sense, I'm not complaining because I
how would we know the difference?
Again, yeah, right. It sounds like every day.
The best thing was we watched the Super Bowl. We had, you know, even it's just you're there for awful reasons, but the whole family's there. So my cousin says, look, let's have a Super Bowl party. We might as well
get
you
a square pool.
So we did. He did a square pool. We come over. Everybody's at the house. We sort of got the family stuff going early. And of course, we begin writing verses to the Super Bowl Shiva. We're not here just to eat chopped liver. So it was, it's our family. What do you want? And then I looked
at now I feel bad that I ever extended you sympathies about this.
That's what we do. Yeah. It's how we cope. It's what we do. Okay. It's mordant humor.
There's two things you should do at every Shiva. That's drink and make fun of people. Otherwise, what's the point?
Exactly.
What is the point?
That's you celebrate being alive. And eating and making fun of people is the essence of being
alive.
That's
a pretty quality super... Shiva activity, actually.
Super Bowl Shiva.
Super Bowl Shiva.
It technically wasn't the Shiva because it was the night before the burial and the funeral.
Yeah, stretch it.
That's what we did.
It's creative license.
And then I looked at
Twitter. We do that, too.
I looked at Twitter the next morning. I took one glance and a couple of finger flicks through the timeline, and I thought, you know what? I couldn't be happier to not be doing a show today.
To talk about which Cam.
Oh, on balance, I'm standing at single digit wind chill and I'm standing in 3 inches of snow on a hillside staring into an open grave. And it's and it's still better. That still beats a referendum on race in America based on one guy's bad postgame.
Did anybody fall? Did anyone slip and fall in the snow? Because that's always a good thing to bet on.
A good hip breaking.
A funeral snow?
On a hill. Hillside. Yeah, no one, they did a nice job. They had all the Altacockers had escorts on either side holding their arms and bringing them up and positioning them.
Is that Pinella voice?
Altacockers. That was a total Lou Pinella word. It's Altacockers. What's an Altacocker?
That's a common occurrence.
Living in Florida, you would have run across a few.
Believe me.
Nobody went down?
No, nobody. Wow. Nobody.
That's a pretty boring funeral.
But I realized I'm standing there and I said, this wonderful
Dan,
woman.
Dan, take the fun out of funerals? Is that what just happened?
This great sports fan and who helped me with my Heisman ballot every year, that who's been generously giving me gifts for 46 years, helped me get out of doing a show yesterday dealing with the Cam Newton stuff. So it's like, you know, if you're going to go
quite
out,
it's quite a legacy.
Thank you. Because the Bill Romanowski calling him boy. I mean, come on.
I missed that.
Come on. You didn't see all the Twitter stuff.
But he apologized. So all good. Yeah.
He was making the rounds in San Francisco,
Romanowski,
too.
Romanowski,
He just had something stupid to say for anybody who wanted to put a microphone in front of him.
He might be in a business that has some bags in it. That guy might be the bag of bags. He might be. He's up there. Yeah. And like the ex football player. Jamoke pseudo analyst category.
Well, now that Sean Salisbury is kind of pushed to the sidelines, because Salisbury was it.
He was pretty top notch.
He checks all the boxes.
Let me check the pictures on my phone. Yeah. Hang on one second.
The guy's got a good thing going, and then he has to send those pictures.
Well, how was San Francisco? I hope you guys had fun. I mean, I was envious those 3 days.
Did you have Jack tacos?
First night.
Nice.
Got there too late for anything else. Walked right down, had some Jack, had the sourdough burger and some tacos.
Who's the weirdest person that sat down? Because I remember like times that I've been there.
West
like,
Moonves.
It was like, well, I remember being there.
He
and
was
like,
good, actually.
Why is Rob Schneider here? And why is he sitting down and I have to fabricate 4 minutes of conversation
with
Rob
Schneider? We didn't have a lot of odd guests. We had some who we were in a lull and Chris Tannehill would be like, hey, you want this guy? Mm. And I'd say, who is it? And he said, it's the him. And he was a wide receiver. And so
there were weird ones walking by who made no sense.
Yeah,
I used to see Jared there all the time. That's weird now, in retrospect.
Yeah. Like the non sequitur ones?
Yes, the non sequitur ones.
Well, Bill Pullman walked in. They had the Independence Day people there. And Jeff Goldblum and Bill Pullman.
Now we're talking.
And it was weird because I had the thing you always have with an actor where you say, God, that looks like Bill Pullman, except 20 years older. Because you always remember them from the last movie you remember them in, which is a long time ago, and they generally are older than they appear on screen anyway. And I'm trying to see, is it a partial hairpiece or a total hairpiece? And I'm trying to get all the angles on it so I can render judgment.
You're not supposed to ever look into a total hairpiece. It's very...
It burns the eyes.
It burns the retinas.
Yeah, I can't remember too many Bill Pullman things since then, like at all. So
since Independence Day?
Yeah, since Independence Day.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you guys got about 4 hours and 45 minutes to figure
That's
it out.
That's too long.
Yeah.
That's too much. We're going to have to petition.
Mark, be ready. Just have stuff.
I'm ready for anything. I'm happy that we have nothing planned today. So
no, we do. We have.
What are you doing tomorrow, Cowley? Mark?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mark, are you free tomorrow?
We've got Hub. We've got
you just
all
keep
sorts
quiet
of stuff
over there, Barry.
All right, Cowley and Hub and stuff coming up next with second Bernstein half. And Grody. The second half as well. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup on Saturday, February 20th. Guess what? I'll be there that night. I'm going to the Wolves game. On the 20th of February.
It's a good product.
Reuben Ford Spiegel is dropping the puck. I was invited. How do you say no to that?
Wow. The Wolves.
Right?
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Congrats.
He's going to love it.
He's going to love
that
it.
That is a great place for small children. It's a great atmosphere, great product.
Yeah.
He'll have a good time.
Yeah, we're going to stay for the game, of course. I'm looking forward to it. So I'll see you there on the 20th, everybody. Boys, have a good show.
See you, Matt.
All right, Barry, thanks, man. I'll see you Thursday. It's Spiegs and Vincent Goodwill tomorrow on The Score.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. So now it's Villanova's turn. The Wildcats ascended to the number one ranking Monday for the first time in school history after both Oklahoma and North Carolina twice lost games last week. Chances are Villanova won't stay there very long. Not because the Wildcats aren't good, they're 20-3 coming off a win in Providence on Saturday, but because this is a season in which no one stays number one for very long. Ask Oklahoma, North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky, and Michigan State. All have been ranked number one this season, and all have taken a tumble or two, not long after becoming number one. In truth, it doesn't matter even a little bit who's ranked number one. There are at least 15 teams that can make it to Houston in April, and being ranked number one is not a prerequisite. I'm John Feinstein.
Credit card debt is evil. The never-ending monthly payments drain your checking account every month. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. If you're a homeowner with credit cards, I have the perfect loan for you. It's called a cash-out refinance. We lower your mortgage payment and get you the cash you need. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Call me today for a cash out refinance. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Valentine's Day is this Sunday. This year, give your sweetheart rich, chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company, featuring decadent flavors like dark chocolate with just a touch of sea salt to taste. Buttery maple, toffee, and walnut chunk. These brownies are ridiculously good. But don't just take my word for it. Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, it beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network. Surprise and delight your Valentine with a sampler pack of some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. They're baked using farm-fresh ingredients. It's bliss in every bite it is. To order and save 10%, use code 2222. Your gift comes specially packaged with a free personalized gift card. Go ahead, indulge. What are you waiting for? To give the sweetest gift for under $20, use code 2222 at checkout. That is, once again, code 2222 to save 10% at VermontBrownie.com. Delivery guaranteed. Hurry, offer ends soon.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
How are we doing today?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours or so. We'll do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Yeah, I think so. Terry Bors is out. He's recovering from crotch reattachment surgery. And we
Is that what it is?
Yes. Well, he suffered on the flight on the way back. He suffered crotch detachment.
Hey, what
brutal
noise?
Brutal explosive crotch detachment.
Seriously, yeah. What noises would Terry Bors make if he was having crotch detachment or reattachment surgery?
It was bad. It sounded like a slaughterhouse. Yeah. It was horrible. It was on the flight. You know, we had to wheel him off of there. The ambulance met him there.
Yeah, buddy.
So he went in for hours and hours and hours of procedures, and we hope this one takes. But we don't know. He says make it special. Put something back on that's better than before.
So can we get him on the phone?
That's Mark Grody, who is in for Terry, and I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got Joe Cowley set to join us at 3, the second half at 3:30. Hub Arkish on the NFL tying it up for us at 5 o'clock. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting the text zone on The Score, presented by Grossinger 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bors underscore Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan underscore Bernstein. You can follow that man at Mark Grody Sports. Because he loves sports.
That's right.
His sports. As you notice, it's not Mark Grody News.
That's
it's
right.
It's not Mark Grody Entertainment.
Well, hey, you know, the news days are over. Traffic and weather together, that's over now.
Right.
So we're at The Score now.
Sports.
So, right, I'm a sports guy.
Sports.
I'm the sports guy at the sports station.
You love sports.
Yeah, I do. I heart sports.
Because sports are awesome.
It's like a little kid Twitter handle. I love sports. And sports is cool, man. On my dating profile. I love sports.
There's borsandbernstein.com. I heard a funny dating story. I don't know if he wants to tell me to tell it on the air, but I won't mention any names.
You heard about somebody here?
Somebody who works here took a girl out and said it was great, and she's smart and pretty and fun. Joe Bot. Got back to her apartment, saw a big Penn State thing, and she starts going off about the injustices against Joe Paterno.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
And to his credit, he left.
Wow. Just walked out.
Oh, you're a crazy person. Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
So, must not have been that hot then, because sometimes in that situation, you say, okay, well...
You're damn right. Well, I have Franco Harrison, his cardboard cutout right here.
Right, it's the crazy fan. You get what you can get. You understand there's not going to be a second date or third, but let's get done what we can get done
409! 409! Right. 409! Yeah. We are! Right.
We're done.
It depends. I guess it depends on the level of desperation, but I give
yeah.
it credit.
Well,
there.
Yeah, there's a lot of credit there. That's good.
BorsandBernstein.com is our website, and we have the radio.com app for your mobile device. That means wherever you go, the show can haunt you and make you miserable because you bring it with you on the app that doesn't ever leave you alone. It just keeps streaming the show into your head and rotting your brain. Our producers at the moment are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Ron Rivera, he got picked, I believe, in 83. Did Joe Montana get picked a couple picks later? Is that right? In the third round?
Joe Montana was with them in 81 when they won the Super Bowl. Joe Montana was not picked in 83.
Yeah, okay. I might have gotten the year wrong.
You got it wrong by a few years.
Yeah.
Nice try on that one, KJ. He was not picked in 83.
83.
Was that guy working for you, Danny? Are you having plants, having friends of yours, or actual plants even, that can pick up the phone? Are they calling less?
Well, we know I have nothing better to do, but I'm not that smart to do that.
So. Just, hey, do me a favor, call Les and keep asking about 83.
Hey, Les would appreciate planted calls, trust
that
me.
That is true.
You know?
I mean, Les doesn't need the help, though, to get on this show, so.
But that's
he knows those idiots in the afternoon, we hear what they say occasionally. I repeat, they don't know what they're talking about. Or perhaps they do.
Also with us today, Matt Abatacola.
It's not just the talent. It's the basketball IQ, which I was hoping that...
Well, don't those go hand and foot?
They should.
Hand and foot?
They do, though. They go, as far as I'm concerned, they do go hand and foot. So, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm totally pro-Les. So whatever Les says, I'm in. I agree. It's a different way of thinking. Think like a freak, Dan.
But doesn't it change you fundamentally as a person?
Possibly.
once you go there, you're one step from like knocking on doors and handing out leaflets.
Or doing overnights.
What's the difference?
Very possible. Yes. Les is my guy, though. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I kind of do, but you got a weird relationship
we
here.
We do.
Where you're, I don't know that he's aware that you're lampooning him.
Well, but we have...
It's like us with Bob from Niles. But it's kind of your relationship with Les.
Yeah, but we have gentle moments as well, where he'll stop by, and we'll talk, and we'll chat, and we'll be legitimate hallway friends for a couple of moments.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying? And then he does get angry, like that whole Super Bowl thing. Like, he really... was very angry with me about that whole thing. So, and he didn't talk to me.
Why?
Like
why was he angry?
I don't know. Because there was something about him not wanting anybody to know that he might be going to the Super Bowl, or he had some way of getting to the Super Bowl that he didn't want anybody to know about, or perhaps he didn't want the powers that be to know.
Was he teleporting? What way of getting there can we not know about?
Well, I don't know.
We've heard of airplanes.
But he just told me he kept it to drop it, and he was playing.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, that was it.
Drop the subject. I'm dead serious.
That was it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, right. So now.
So you're good?
We're cool now. Okay. It took us a couple days. He was angry, and but we talk again now. So.
Chris Tannehill.
Bruno, over here.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls announced today that Jimmy Butler will miss 3 to 4 weeks with a strained left knee. That determination was made after Butler was re-examined by team doctor Brian Cole today. Butler will also skip the All-Star game Sunday in Toronto. Bulls finished their 7-game road trip 2-5 after last night's loss to Charlotte. Coach Fred Hoiberg said after that loss that there's not a whole lot he can do about his team's recent performance.
I'm going to do the job to the best of my abilities. I'm going to keep trying to prepare these guys, put a game plan together to give us the best opportunity to go out there and win. And, you know, that's all we can do. You know, we're just got to keep coaching them up. Hopefully go play well on Wednesday and you know, got a big 30 games after the break.
As he was talking, he was packing his suitcase and putting on a funny nose and glasses. He had a fake passport so we could go to live in Finland. I mean, it's...
Envelope full of money.
I'm just going to do the best. Excuse me, I have to get out of here right now.
Everybody says poor Fred. Fred, you know what? Fred's fine.
Fred's rich.
Fred's got 5 years, and nobody's going to fire Fred.
Still got a full head of hair. Right. I mean, he's
for the moment.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bulls host Atlanta tomorrow night. Blackhawks, though, have dibs on the UC tonight when they'll face San Jose. The Hawks have won both matchups with the Sharks this season. Artemi Panarin is a game-time decision. He's sick and missed today's morning skate. In NFL news today, more Johnny Manziel news. According to Mike Silver of the NFL Network, the Browns covered up an incident of Manziel being drunk at practice. The Browns reportedly lied about Manziel coming to practice drunk late in the season, reporting that he had a concussion instead. Do you guys remember that? Because yes. We were all like, does he have a concussion or doesn't he? Because he kept saying he didn't, and they said he did, and no one could figure out what was going on.
And there were a couple outlets who, I think this is not news, because there were a couple outlets that said he was hungover and that they were covering for a hangover. I think the only thing that's different about this report is that they're saying actually drunk instead of hungover.
Okay. It'd be great if that was the worst of his problem. Like, that sounds good when you stack up all the allegations.
Yeah,
you guys
have
that
ruptured eardrum.
That sounds playful and wonderful. Well, he was just drunk.
At least he didn't have a petulant post-game press conference with a hoodie on. Because that's a federal crime at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but you know, knock a girlfriend's eardrum out. Nah, he just needs help. He's just a wayward child that needs a hand.
You're not allowed to be upset at a press conference.
Right after you've lost. Even after you've had a big smiling hug of Peyton Manning on
Thank
the field
you.
After the
I
game.
I had a war yesterday on your show with people in regards to that.
Yeah,
so,
big smile
Thank
on his
you.
Face. Nice game, Peyton. And then he was it sunk in. He's really unhappy about it. And now he's on the 10 most wanted list all of a sudden. And then everyone thinks this guy is just a wayward party boy.
Well, he's got to listen to Chris Harris 5 feet away from him talking. Yeah.
God.
Baseball, White Sox have agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal with pitcher Matt Latos. And in college basketball, tonight your chance to see the number one team in the nation, Villanova, as they take on DePaul. Tickets are still available for this one. Pregame starts at 7:15 right here on 670 The Score. Elsewhere, Northern Illinois is at Kent State. Northwestern is at Ohio State. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you'll always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
I will say that the immediate aftermath of that Super Bowl, and you know what? It was an awful Super Bowl.
Yeah, it wasn't a good game.
And the commercials were terrible. Everything about it was bad, except Beyonce.
Right.
Beyonce and Bruno Mars were tremendous.
I actually didn't think Coldplay was horrible because I was dreading them being on it, but I was like, how are you going to make Coldplay spirited? Because that's not their thing.
But
spirit.
They made Coldplay look really out of place.
Well, yeah, at the end
really
they did.
Clowned and that poor guy's like, hey, I'm Coldplay guy. Well, I'm here too.
Whoever produced that clowned them because you don't have a dance off between Bruno Mars and Beyonce. Yeah. And then let's figure how could we get Coldplay to be Chris Martin to be part of this. And they put him in between them.
It was bad.
Yeah, that was not being put in position to win.
You know? it was like bad political stagecraft, like the start of the Republican debate when the guys were walking out where they're not supposed to.
Right.
And
right.
Nobody knew who was one. It's probably the same person in charge of that. But nothing was good. I hated every commercial.
There was a few, and I
don't remember half of them, and that's probably...
Well, the shock value is gone from the commercials. That's what it is. Like, they pay so much money for these commercials now, obviously, that they want to make sure that they're not the commercial that we all hate on. So they're either going to be careful, or it's just going to be sort of funny.
To me, the model is broken. There's something, the idea of the Super Bowl TV ads, there's something that doesn't work. And I don't know, maybe there's an answer to it. Maybe there's a way of simply doing in-game sponsorships or title sponsorships. And I know they would never do that because it's pure inventory. And as long as I know there's a complete pipe dream, but just as far as the way it functions now, and the people give their perfunctory grades and this one good and this one bad, but everybody's trying too hard. And some of these ad agencies look like they're run by 12-year-olds.
Well, see, I don't even think they try. I think that they've stopped trying to be over the top and shocking. Like, some still are, but there used to be a time when you would see, you know, David Letterman pop up with Oprah, and that was memorable. Or you'd see just something that was sort of shocking or that shouldn't happen. And now I think a lot of them are just, they're straight up commercials, and everybody's waiting for something funny to happen or crazy or shocking. And I think the companies are afraid to, because if they're the ones that are talked about the next day as being a bad commercial, they're screwed.
Everybody can be a little bit, it can be more artful, though. Whether it's shocking or not, I think people could actually, if you want to try, if you want to spend, if you want to work on making it visually interesting or just something that separates it, because it's, I don't know what you were trying to sell me and I don't want to buy any of it right now.
Right, but it must still, in some capacity, it must still work if these companies are still playing ridiculous amounts of money and lining up to do it. Hey, it's still effective.
And the NFL will be happy to take every last dollar. Now, this is from ProFootballTalk.com. that was just published said the circumstances surrounding the concussion that kept quarterback Johnny Manziel from playing in the season finale surfaced again when Mike Silver reported on NFL Network that Manziel was drunk at practice on Wednesday during the final week of the season. Silver, who was close to new Browns coach Hugh Jackson, said on the air the Browns, quote, lied to try to protect, and I would argue enable, this irresponsible and very troubled young man. It's not the first time that there's been mention of Manziel showing up to work inebriated, although the Browns maintained that Manziel suffered a concussion and was still dealing with it more than a week after the season ended. This is the statement that's been released. This is via Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com. Johnny Manziel was diagnosed with a concussion by an independent neurologist. He wasn't cleared until January 12th. The fact that people are saying we lied about his concussion is false. The NFL did not have a comment. They call it a team medical issue. So I don't know, and I don't really think it matters one way or the other.
That's exactly what I was thinking. What matters is
the next incident and if he harms somebody or harms himself.
Right.
Or both.
When I think about Johnny Manziel, I mean, I get the fact you're a partier in college, you're Johnny freaking football, the whole thing. But what I didn't realize about him, aside from that, I didn't realize that he was a criminal, if the allegations are correct and all that kind of stuff, an incredible scam artist. Because I get, like, guys coming out of college, once they get paid, a lot of athletes, that's all they were really looking for. They're Cedric Benson. You were looking to get paid, right? And you got it.
Cade McNown was
a
con man. Curtis Enos.
But I don't know if there's ever been a better con man in that capacity.
He comes from a family of con artists.
That's true. Well, he comes from a wealthy family.
But
that's,
it's not just that. No, yeah. Criminal family.
Oh, okay.
For generations.
So, right. But everybody, like, we fell for it. I mean, at least I did. Hook, line, and sinker. We called him Johnny Football.
However, I did say that I would not have him on my draft board and did not want him on my team.
Okay, good for you.
So I get a lot wrong, yeah. A lot. Mm-hmm. That's one that I could actually put in the small pile of things I got right.
Well, that's good. I mean, but didn't you want to see him play though? Once he was here and all that kind of stuff, weren't you looking forward to seeing him play? Let's see what this guy's all about.
Yeah,
and then
kind of maybe.
And I thought he cared, and he just doesn't. He's a scam artist, and he got us all.
If you're just joining us, the White Sox have signed starting pitcher Matt Latos to a one-year, $3 million deal. Apparently trying to corner the market on bags on their team, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, seriously.
Not exactly a clubhouse guy.
I mean, everybody hates Brett Laurie.
Yeah.
Todd Frazier, sort of bro-tastic, like swishery
but
guy.
He's a
right?
good, but he seems he's, like a good dude, a, actually, Todd
I don't think
Frazier.
I don't think he's a good dude, but he's one of these, like, hey, yeah. Baseball's cool, man.
Right, right.
And he already got eaten. So, and now this guy? Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. He's the classic perfect addition to any rotation. He is a team a year. That's his career. He's one of those guys for the rest of his career. Matt Latos. I don't know how old he is right now. I'm going to guess 34. I'm going to say 34. And he will just, maybe even younger. Maybe even a year.
He's 28.
What?
Yeah. He's 28. He's,
okay.
So he's kind of like Matt Garza, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's as... I don't know if he's as, you know, the TNT is not there as much, I don't think, with Latos as with Garza. But, yeah, he's going to have a new team every year for the rest of his life.
He had one outlier year in 2013 with a 4.8 war, and then he was 1.7 in 2014, 1.5 last year. So a guy on a team who throws a ball. But the clubhouse is going to be interesting. It certainly bears watching.
That will be entertaining. And, you know, why not? I mean, why not, Latos? I mean, that's... For a 4 or 5 in a rotation, that's probably, sure. I mean, aside from what he's like as a person, that's probably a pretty perfect guy.
Does it actually knock John Danks out of there?
Could. Close. I don't think yet, like off the top of my head. I don't think so.
Not yet. But,
yeah.
But that would be.
But that's sort of what they're going
that's
towards.
Instead of Eric Johnson, I guess. If he's. I mean, your 1 and 2 are solid as hell. You know that. I still don't trust Danks.
Right. No, of course you can't. I mean, he's giving you no. I don't think Danks trusts Danks at this point.
Right.
So, yeah. And then, you know, Quintana is what he is. Not elite. I've had arguments with people.
He's
who
good
say
though.
That.
He's better than his non-peripheral stats show.
Yeah. No,
his traditional stats don't show how good he is.
For sure. And he's like the key. He said so many no decisions where in those games you just you can't tell.
I don't worry about decisions.
Right. Well, yeah.
I don't look at it because it has no bearing on how good you are.
Right. I mean, the guy for sure in their rotation who you know is your ace is Chris Sale. Yeah, that's it.
Jimmy Butler out 3 to 4 weeks, too. So it's just a whole lot of lovely news today. The Boers and Bernstein Show with Mark Grodigan today. You got the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Fred Hoiberg, he's the head coach of the Bulls. Does everybody know that? I mean, if you did a street poll, would everybody know the name of the head coach?
I thought you meant if you were just going to have a poll in the locker room.
Turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Henley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This program is brought to you by Treatsy. They make discovering delicious artisan candy easy. From chocolate-covered caramelized grands to seven-layer s'mores jars to cake batter chocolate bars and much more, Treatsy delivers artisan sweets from all over the country right to your door. Send a Valentine's Day gift subscription and get up to 3 months free. Visit Treatsy.com/radio for this exclusive offer. That's up to 3 months free when you send a sweet subscription to your Valentine. Go to Treatsy.com/radio today.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wahl & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wahl & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I lost Jimmy, for the last couple. And, you know, Jimmy's been our best clutch player. And, you know, to miss him down the stretch in those two games we lost was difficult for our guys. But, you know, the thing is, you got to go back, regroup, and come out swinging on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, Fred, here's the thing, you see, is you lost Jimmy for a month now. And we got a lot of news breaking here. First of all, Jimmy Butler was re-examined by Brian Cole, and he is expected to miss the next 3 to 4 weeks with a strained left knee. He has begun rehabbing. He'll be allowed to engage in all activities as tolerated, with a primary goal of maintaining his conditioning over the ensuing weeks. He will not play in the All-Star game. He now has been replaced in the All-Star game by Pau Gasol.
That'll make Pau happy.
Yeah, Pau gets to play extra minutes.
Yeah.
Pau Gasol will replace Jimmy Butler.
We're going to bring Bobby Portis with him.
It's the second consecutive season he's been named an All-Star. It is his sixth selection overall.
I'm not shocked at all that Jimmy Butler is out 3 to 4 weeks. Did you see the injury? I mean, did you see when it happened? I mean,
I saw it after the fact. Right. Yeah.
Anytime you get put in a wheelchair and then watching him get out of his wheelchair and shoot the free throws and the way his knees weren't bending. And the way he shot the free throw, I was like, this is not just a, you know, day-to-day thing. And
then I think there's a rule that says you can get somebody to shoot free throws for an incapacitated player.
Absolutely, but that was Jimmy just, that was Jimmy being Jimmy.
Oh, he just had to, I can't do no more. Was there a couple incidents like this, though? We see it all the time in soccer. I thought Paul Pierce was carried off and then came back, or was wheelchaired, and Dwayne Wade. In a playoff game, right?
Yeah.
He was rolled off the court and came back, and that's when I came up with the rule. If you are carted off, yeah. if you are there's no coming back right, to the game.
No, you can't. And you're probably going to be out 3 to 4 weeks as well. Well, they were talking about how they were not even ruling out the possibility of surgery, too. Like, there was that part, too, where they're like, well, we can't say it. Like, they pretty much knew there wasn't going to be surgery, but they couldn't completely rule it out. So let's just say, if you're a Bulls fan, hope it's 3 to 4 weeks.
It's never easy with the Bulls. It just isn't. But this team is particularly torturous, which is why I was all ready to be so mad at everything that went down with Derek. And it does suck, but it's Derek, and he's weird, and the team is weird, and he's sore all over, and he's glad all over. And then he decided he warmed up, and all of a sudden he's sore, and he can't play, and everybody else is playing, and they want to sit, and he can't, but he didn't even come out.
All right.
I wouldn't want to watch that crap either. I would think that, is it as annoying? It would be a good question for somebody on the Bulls. Sometime we'll talk to Dunleavy about it. Years later, we can actually talk about it. He's probably still going to be under contract at that point.
I'm thinking about signing this 1-year offer sheet with the Bulls. I'm thinking about it.
Right, yeah. You know, they just gave me 3 years guaranteed, yeah. $15 million.
Got this back thing, though.
But I wonder if it's as annoying for them to watch Bulls basketball while they're playing it.
Is that what it is? Is that he, like, Derek just didn't want to
watch? Why would you?
That's true. I mean, somebody probably had to go back and say, dude, you got to get out here, man. You just give an appearance.
And he's in the locker room, he's poking at his phone. Who cares?
I was thinking about this, too.
They have meetings and graduations.
Like, I miss the days where when Derek Rose went down, or if he didn't play, it was super alarming. And it was like, oh no, this is horrible. This is the worst thing in the world. What has happened to Derrick Rose? Because nothing can happen without Derrick Rose. And now it's just like, it's kind of a joke. It's general soreness now. It's
what does it mean? It means I'm sore all over. Thank you.
That is reporter error. You don't ask him what general sort. What do you expect? What answer do you think you're going to get?
Thank
from
you for
Derek
the clarification.
Rose?
I mean, what does he say? I've got a series of bizarre inflammations, yeah, that are causing joint problems. And I mean, come on,
it's just awful from the MVP season to the real injuries that he had, and now just the day-to-day. And you know what? It probably got tired of seeing that body chart that everybody shows now.
Oh, with the red bursting crotch dots?
Yeah.
That was the old Nomar Garcia para crotch dots.
Yes, with all the injuries. So now they're just like, you know what? Let's not say that he tweaked his ankle God forbid he's got an actual new injury. You know, his belly button is sore or whatever the case is. Let's just go with general soreness here now just to keep people guessing here about old Derek.
He's just always, there's just something. And it's got to be perfect, and he's listening to his body, and he's always listening to his body.
Yeah.
And his body talks and says, hey, Derek, don't go out there. This team sucks.
Right. There needs to be more Cameron Bairstow breakdown. So you... Okay, let me ask you this.
I'm just listening to my body, and my body says this team sucks.
I mean, that I would get. Listen, what did your body say? Body says don't watch.
Right. All right, then will this... let's say Derrick Rose is out for a few games. Jimmy Butler clearly out 3 to 4 weeks. Let's just even throw Pau Gasol in there with his handball injury or whatever he's got going on. Does this qualify then as Boers and Bernstein fun bad? Because it hasn't been fun bad, right? It's been... Bad, right?
I'm not feeling it yet.
No? Are you sure?
I will say, though, the end of that game Saturday night, when they're sort of, they can't score, and they can't hold on to the ball, and every rebound, there's four Timberwolves grabbing every rebound, and they can't run a play.
They did not score a point for 2 minutes and 55 seconds.
They couldn't run a play, or they wouldn't run a play. I mean, I'd have to be in the huddle. I'd have to sit right there and actually see if they're nodding their heads when Fred is drawing something up. Because you can't tell when they actually inbound the ball. If they're ignoring it, if they're forgetting it, if they're doing stuff on their own. But it's so bad.
They didn't score in the final 5 minutes against their game against the Clippers. They were 0 for 5 in overtime against Utah. They didn't score in the final 2 minutes and 55 seconds against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So last night, quite frankly, Dan, was refreshing because they just had a horrible start to the game.
It was 38-20 after a quarter.
So, and I think it was Chris Koempke from CSN who shot out a tweet about the last time the Bulls had that disparaging of a quarter was earlier this year against the Charlotte Hornets.
We have to go all the way back to this year against
that team.
The very same team.
Which, by the way, is 500 now. And the Bulls are dancing dangerously close to 500. I always have said that is the point where... Even if you kind of still have that little bit of faith in the Bulls, even as you kind of think, okay, look, they're going to get into the playoffs, they're going to be fine. Once they get down to 500, they start dipping under 500, that's where you lose people. That's where you lose everybody. Even though I get it, like you could be 500.
Are you talking internally or externally?
I think externally.
Okay, because internally you're already starting to lose.
Well,
guys.
Yeah, you've lost it, but that actually internally it could like slide down to 10 or 11 games under 500 as well, but I'm talking about externally.
Like they're not going to get 10 games like it for under
well,
500.
But even if you are 500, you still can be in the playoff picture. Obviously, I get that, but that's to me when it becomes actually alarming and you look at it and say, okay, they if you didn't believe that the Bulls were bad, now you could really start to look at it. In a mediocre Eastern Conference, if you're 500, that means that you're a bad basketball team.
He's Mark Grody in for Terry Boers. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Visit the new Governor State University. Discover more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Monday, February 15th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old,